In Mandera, Kenya, Deka tells the story of how a peace committee can help to contain conflict.
So, and then I called the coordinator of Wajir Peace, and I said, what I saw in Mandera, quickly it will spread to Wajir. Because the pastoralist, the same groups live here, the pastoralist groups live here, it will just take two people fight at the well, and if they fight at the well, the thing will spread. So what do we need to do? And I said, please call for the peace committee. It's your information. I can come as an outsider, insider, and give you my observation of what I saw on the road for the 24 hours I was there. I can just say. So they called out quickly who is president of that constituency, or that assembly. And then they took the, I gave them my observation. And they discussed and they came up with a strategy. And the strategy is, strategy number one for Wajir was to prevent the escalation of the violence in Mandera into Wajir district. Mm-hmm. So number one is to call all the elders along the border area between Wajir and Mandera. Mm-hmm. One, to be aware that there's conflict in Mandera. Two, to make sure that to come up with a strategy to deal with the spillover. So alerting all the networks, the members of the networks along that border.
Yeah.
And then number two is to call for the two clans who live in Mandera and who are in conflict and who live in Wajir, and to warn them and to tell them, your two clans are fighting in Mandera. Don't bring that here. Leave them to either sort their problems
in Mandera,
but you don't contribute.
Yes.
And if you contribute, then we'll hold you accountable. No, we'll hold you accountable. We want to be part of their solution. We don't want to be part of their problem. So that was made clear to their leadership so that they can take control of their constituency. So the elders were now to announce. And then all the government chiefs were also alerted. The government chiefs along the border were alerted. And then the people were told, in case there are pastoralists running away from Mandera who are coming, running away with their livestock, allow them to come, allow them to graze, but make sure that they are not bringing in any guns. They can come in, but no guns. So also be aware of that. So these are sort of like, it's like creating a flood defense mechanism to mitigate, just like the oil spill now, people are sort of like, so we just created that for Wajir.